Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Through Time Into Healing by psychiatrist Brian L. Wace is a nonfiction work in the spiritual psychology and alternative therapy space, building on the attention he received for earlier writing on past life therapy. Wace presents regression therapy as a clinical tool that can complement conventional psychotherapy and medical care. The book argues that persistent emotional distress, relationship patterns, and even some physical symptoms may be linked to unresolved trauma that surfaces during hypnotic regression. Often described by patients as memories from other lifetimes, Wace frames the subconscious as speaking in symbols, suggesting that therapeutic value can exist whether one interprets the material as literal reincarnation memories or as meaningful imagery produced by the mind. The text blends accessible explanations of hypnosis and regression with narrative case material and reflective guidance. It also includes practical, reader-oriented methods such as relaxation, meditation, dream recall, and journaling, with an emphasis on careful, grounded integration of what emerges during regression experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, regression therapy as a therapeutic method, not only a belief system. A central emphasis of the book is that regression therapy is presented as a method of accessing emotionally charged material that may be difficult to reach through ordinary talk. Therapy. Wace describes hypnosis and guided visualization as structured ways to quiet the conscious mind and allow the subconscious to communicate more freely. In his framing, the therapeutic aim is not to prove reincarnation but to relieve suffering by bringing buried fear, grief, and unresolved conflict into awareness where it can be processed. This is why he repeatedly leans on the idea that the subconscious communicates through symbols. If a reader does not accept past lives as literal history, the regression narratives can still be approached as psychologically meaningful stories that encode feelings, needs, and patterns. The book positions this work as complementary to standard care rather than a replacement for medical or psychiatric treatment. That positioning matters because it shifts the focus from metaphysical debate to clinical outcomes, symptom relief, emotional integration, and improved functioning. The overall message is pragmatic. What surfaces in regression can be used as therapeutic material, and the value is measured by healing and behavior change in the present. Secondly, healing trauma by tracing origins and completing unresolved emotional processes. Wace connects many forms of present-day distress to earlier trauma that has not been emotionally resolved. The book highlights how fear responses, grief reactions, and persistent self-protective behaviors can become locked in, resurfacing as anxiety, phobias, or chronic relationship triggers. Regression sessions are portrayed as a way to identify an origin scene, re-experience it safely, and then reframe it with adult awareness and therapeutic support. In this model, insight alone is not the endpoint. What matters is emotional completion, allowing feelings that were suppressed, understanding the meaning the person attached to the event, and loosening the automatic reactions that the mind and body have learned to repeat. Wace also emphasizes integration after the session so that the material becomes a source of clarity rather than confusion. The broader claim is that when the root is addressed, symptoms can shift in ways that feel disproportionate to the simplicity of the insight because the nervous system is no longer defending against an unseen threat. Even when interpreted symbolically, the process aims at the same outcome, transforming the emotional imprint that drives suffering in the present. Thirdly, mind-body connections and the role of meaning in physical symptoms. Another recurring theme is the mind-body relationship and the possibility that psychological wounds can express themselves through the body. Wace describes cases in which physical complaints coexist with emotional histories that have resisted standard approaches. And he argues that regression work can sometimes reveal the emotional meaning beneath symptoms. The book does not frame regression as a substitute for medical evaluation, but rather as an additional pathway for people whose distress may be intensified by stress, trauma, or unresolved grief. In this perspective, symptom patterns can be understood as the body holding on to fear, protection, or loss, and healing involves changing the internal story that the body is responding to. The emphasis on meaning is key. A symptom may persist when it functions as an unconscious reminder, warning, or defense. By bringing the underlying narrative into awareness and working through it emotionally, the person may experience relief, improved regulation, or a new relationship to pain and fear. Wace uses regression as one method to uncover that narrative, while repeatedly encouraging a balanced approach that respects conventional medicine and focuses on well-being rather than certainty about metaphysical explanations. Fourthly, relationships, repeating patterns, and the possibility of deeper connections. The book links regression themes to relationship healing by focusing on repeating patterns, intense attractions, chronic conflict loops, and persistent guilt, jealousy, or fear of abandonment. Wei suggests that some relational dynamics feel bigger than the current circumstances, as if the emotional charge comes from an older template. Regression narratives are used to explore how loyalty, betrayal, protection, or loss might be carried forward as expectations and defenses in the present. Whether read literally or symbolically, the therapeutic goal is to reduce projection and increase choice. By identifying the emotional assumptions that a person brings into relationships, they can stop replaying the same roles and start responding to what is actually happening. The book also emphasizes forgiveness and compassion as practical relational tools, not just spiritual ideals. When a person understands why they react so strongly, they can replace reactivity with communication and boundaries. Weiss frames love and learning as central themes, arguing that healing is not only individual symptom reduction, but also the ability to build healthier connections. In that sense, regression therapy becomes a structured way to examine attachment wounds and to rewrite the internal scripts that shape intimacy, trust, and conflict. Lastly, self-exploration practices, relaxation, meditation, dream recall, and journaling, in addition to clinical narratives. Weiss includes practical guidance intended to help readers explore their inner experience more directly. The book discusses techniques such as relaxation exercises, meditation, dream recall, and journaling as ways to access subconscious material safely and gradually. This is important because it offers an entry point for readers who are curious but not ready to pursue formal hypnosis or therapy. The emphasis is on creating conditions where the mind becomes quieter and imagery, memories, and emotions can arise without force. Dream work and journaling in particular function as integration tools, helping readers track patterns and reflect on what a symbol or scene might mean in their real life. The tone is generally encouraging. Framing these practices as supportive of healing regardless of one's stance on reincarnation, the reader is guided to focus on emotional resonance and practical application. What insight helps reduce fear, soften grief, or improve a relationship? By coupling experiential techniques with a caution toward balance and grounding. The book positions self-exploration as part of a broader healing lifestyle, rather than a sensational pursuit of dramatic past life stories. In conclusion, Through Time Into Healing will appeal most to readers interested in the overlap of psychotherapy, spirituality, and experiential approaches to emotional recovery. The Chuza, it is especially suited to those who are open-minded about hypnosis and symbolic inner work, including people who feel stuck with recurring fears, grief, or relationship patterns and want another lens for understanding them. Therapists and coaches who are curious about how regression is described within a clinical narrative style may also find it useful as a perspective piece, even if they remain cautious about the metaphysical claims. The practical value of the book lies in its focus on accessing subconscious material, naming the emotional root of symptoms, and then integrating insight into everyday life through reflection practices such as meditation and journaling. Intellectually, it offers a clear example of how a psychiatrist frames regression therapy as complementary rather than oppositional to conventional care, while still discussing spiritual ideas such as the continuity of consciousness. Compared with many books in the reincarnation and past life category, it stands out for its therapeutic orientation and its consistent emphasis on healing outcomes, reduced suffering, greater self-understanding, and improved relationships. Readers looking for strict scientific proof may remain unconvinced, but those seeking a compassionate, experiential model of transformation will likely find it engaging and hopeful. If you would like to support Brian L. Weiss, MDD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.